When the Taranaki Bulls run out for their first match of the Provincial Rugby Championship in August, there'll be one glaring omission on the team sheet. The man behind the Ferdinand the Bull mask is hanging up his horns after more than 20 years as the team's mascot. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin caught up with the elusive bovine.
A piping designer by day, Maurice West had a history as a sports mascot when he took on the Taranaki job in 1999. He'd already suited up for the region's basketball side before tackling the audition. Maurice remembers being up against a couple of 20-somethings who hadn't accounted on the amateur thespians' enthusiasm.
I just went straight into crazy mode, whereas the other ones, you know, people either tend to go into their shell when they're given the chance to be an idiot, or they go overboard. Unbelievably, I go overboard.
Maurice also promised to travel to away matches in the North Island at his own expense.
I went to every game anyway, despite the fact my background's soccer. I'd still go to every game because I've always believed if you're going to watch something, watch it live. And I still believe that, just that for the last 20 years I haven't had a chance to watch a Taranaki game live.
Yes, that's right. The ability to see is not one of the 6-kilogram latex mask strong points, but it does have an upside.
On a cold winter's night, it's lovely and warm. It's beautiful. But, yes, this thing that people say, oh, you lose weight doing it, you must lose a few kilos. Nah, it doesn't happen.
Maurice has rubbed shoulders with numerous All Blacks, including the Barrett brothers, of course, and enjoyed 3 Ranfurly Shield reigns. But his favourite part of the Ferdy role has been interacting with the fans.
I think the biggest thing I take out of it is the memory of, you know, watching kids' faces light up, especially when you draw the silly little picture on their hand or they write the autograph for Ferdy. Also love going out to the hospices in the hospital with Peter Burke. The first thing he did whenever he was asked to go out and do his jobs for looking after the shield was he'd ring me up and say, is Ferdy available to come with me?
Taranaki rugby boss and former professional Lawrence Corlett says Maurice's contribution cannot be underestimated.
I remember him as a player, always there on the sidelines, running around, really engaged with the children, always going up and talking to them, making sure they feel part of the whole experience of watching and supporting Taranaki rugby, and he's been a great servant for the game. Someone who's been to 120-odd games, I think it is. Yeah, 132 games, a lot of rugby to watch and be involved with, and we've been very lucky to have him.
He reckons he leaves big shoes to fill.
Pretty irreplaceable, really, Maurice, so it's not going to be an easy task to do, but I'm sure there'll be someone out there that will be really keen and excited to be involved with Ferdy.
In New Plymouth, people only had good things to say about Ferdy.
Oh, it's been exceptional. It's part of Taranaki rugby.
He's been marvellous, hasn't he?
He's pretty well known. Raw. Full thing.
See the food and run around with a thing like that. No, it's all great, been great, yeah.
Oh, he's done pretty well, you know, he's got a good bit of fun for the kids.
Well, I didn't know there was a person in it. I just thought it was remote control.
Not that there were many takers for the job.
Do you wear a costume? Oh, yeah, I could do that. The glamour.
I'm too old and unfit.
Well, I'm only working part-time, so maybe I can fill in the rugby boots and do a great job.
No, I'm a bit too old for it.
Probably not. I do need a job, but I'm not sure about that one.
I'm retired. I'm nearly 80, so it might be a fit younger bugger for me.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, you remain anonymous at all times, don't you?
Now, Maurice, who turns 65 on the same day the new season kicks off, admits he's tried to hang up the horns before, but he insists this time it's for real.